This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was CEO news today to which, I am not going to lie here, my reaction was, huh. Atul Gawande, surgeon, writer for the New York Magazine, occasional guest on this program, was picked to run the company that Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway, and Jamie Dimon of JPMorgan Chase announced earlier this year. The one that's going to make healthcare work better for the million or so people who work for those three companies. Granted, Dr. Gawande is accomplished, and in the last couple of years, he has even run a lab testing new ways to improve healthcare. But a whole lot of way more experienced executives have tried to do what Gawande is now responsible for doing and haven't. So again, huh. But from our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has this look at why Gawande might actually be the perfect person to pull this off.
Atul Gawande's new job will be hard, but those who know him say being a scholar gives him a leg up.
My strong sense is that Atul is substantially less likely to be duped.
Amitabh Chandra is a health economist at the Kennedy School.
Because he's been raised in an academic environment, he's going to be very skeptical of people who promise something for nothing.
One reason Gawande's job will be so hard is because he has to chase what seems impossible, provide better care at lower costs. Plenty of healthcare companies will try to lead him to the lost city of gold with their latest device or app. University of Chicago Dean Kate Baker says Gawande, as a serious researcher, will bring strong ideas to the job, like surgeons following checklists to reduce deaths.
The tool has made it a mission to spread best practices and to figure out which things can be implemented and which things can't.
We don't know much about Gawande's job beyond a press release, which says the new healthcare company is a, quote, independent entity that is free from profit-making incentives and constraints. Harvard Business School's Limor Daphne says Gawande's backing from Bezos, Buffett, and Dimon and their money is great, but she's still skeptical.
Because sometimes you start with really fantastic ingredients, but the souffle doesn't rise.
Daphne says companies falter in their quest to reimagine healthcare because they lack the commitment and the will to solve a nearly impossible problem, America's broken healthcare system. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.